Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des Cahill's here this morning, Sports News. Morning, Des.
Good morning to you, Gavin. We had a wonderful Paralympics opening ceremony in Paris last night, but less than half of the 35-strong Irish team were part of the official parade. That's because many are in action over the first couple of days. Reporting from Paris, Siobhan Madigan.
The long wait for the Irish Paralympic team is over, with action getting underway this morning and running for 11 days here in Paris. In total, the Irish team numbers 35, and today 9 members will see action across 3 sports. At the La de France swimming arena, Dervla Brady and Nicole Turner go shortly in the heats of the S6 50-metre freestyle, while Limerick's Roisin Nurien competes in her heat of the S13 100-metre butterfly. Depending on results, all 3 could return later this evening for finals action. Out at track cycling's velodrome, Rachel Timothy goes in the C1 3,000-metre women's individual pursuit, while in the B4 men's 4,000 individual pursuit event, Damien Vereker and Mitchell McLaughlin take to the track, as do Martin Gordon and Owen Mullen. The other Irish competitor here on day one of action is Kerry Leonard. She will take aim in the ranking round for the W2 Individual Compound Open of the Women's Para Archery.
And good luck to all of them now. After his magnificent win on stage 11 of the Tour of Spain yesterday, Eddie Dunbar from Cork moved up to 18th in the GC and admitted, though, he was worried recently his career could be over, because since the Vuelta last year, he's had 7 or 8 crashes, and he said that physically that takes its toll, but it takes a mental toll as well. It made victory yesterday all the sweeter.
I haven't been in... it's been a while since I've been in a scenario like this, if I'm honest, and... Yeah, I just kind of used my experience. I was suffering a bit in that steep climb, and then I realised everyone else was. I had people up the road, so that kind of let me take a back seat. So I just played my cards and I said I'd gamble and back my finish. I know on a finish like this, after a hard race, I can sprint, and but I knew I had to go long. So going with 600 to go, yeah, it's probably a bit long for a sprint, but that's what I had to do to win, and... Yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's a great win. There was disappointment for St. Patrick's Athletic last night. They lost 2-0 to Başakşehir in Istanbul, so their European qualification campaign comes to an end. They battled well, hung in, it was scoreless at half-time, but once they conceded the first goal in 64 minutes, they were in trouble. Now, tonight, Shamrock Rovers host PAOK in the second leg of their Europa League playoff. The Greek outfit have a 4-0 first leg advantage, but Rovers are already guaranteed 6 games in the league phase of the UEFA Conference League. Last night's League Cup in action in England saw Ipswich lose on penalties to Wimbledon, and Newcastle beat Nottingham Forest on spot kicks. Wimbledon's reward is a home tie against Newcastle. West Ham beat Bournemouth 1-0, and they'll now travel to champions Liverpool in the next round. Manchester United host Barnsley, and Barrow will go to Chelsea. Now, in golf, the KPMG Irish Women's Open gets underway this morning in Carton House near Maynooth. Ireland has 13 players in the field, amongst them 5 professionals, including Leona Maguire and Kildare woman Lauren Walsh, who's been enjoying a strong first season on the Ladies European Tour with 3 top 4 finishes in tournaments so far this year. At 44th in the tour rankings, she's just about assured her full playing rights already for next season. And she's been telling Greg Allen about why she feels the first 13 months of her pro career have gone so well.
You know, I played at the highest level of amateur golf you can play at, you know, through my Curtis Cup experiences and, you know, my team at Wake Forest. I was surrounded by all these really good players competing against some of the best amateurs in the world who obviously go on to be very successful professionals. So I think I've been in a professional environment for the last couple of years training. I've told everyone I'm living the dream. I'm really enjoying life out there, which I think makes a big difference when you're trying to, you know, figure everything out on the golf course. So I'm loving what I'm doing, which really helps.
Look, you've also managed to find a way of finishing tournaments really well. I mean, your Swiss Open 64 in the final round, the Ramco Series in London, spectacular eagle to finish the 65. What would it mean to you, kind of, even to get into contention and have that opportunity again?
Yeah, I think to get into contention around here would be amazing. You know, to have the crowds out here supporting me as I would be in contention would be really, really cool. And obviously, it's the ultimate dream to win on home soil. So, yeah, that would be so special. And yeah, I hope I have an opportunity to get it done on Sunday.
That's Lauren Walsh. Now, in Atlanta, this is extraordinary. The Women's Irish Open is $400,000 prize fund. But in America, the top 30 players on the PGA Tour today plays for a prize fund of €89 million, 30 players. The winner gets over €22 million. It's rewarding for consistency during the year. So Scotty Scheffler finished top of the rankings. So he starts this last tournament. They give him a score of, he's already 10 under going into it. The next best qualifier, Xander Schauffele, starts on 8 under and so on down, depending on where you finished. Rory McIlroy starts on 4 under, Shane Lowry on 3 under. But €89 million to be shared between the 30 players. The US Open tennis, Novak Djokovic through to the third round after a tough match, but his opponent Laszlo Gier was forced to retire with injury. And overnight news from athletics, Elizabeth Ndudu from Dundrum South Dublin AC finished sixth in the final of the women's long jump at the World Under 20 Athletics Championships in Peru. Sean Doggett from Athenry was seventh in his semi-final of the 400 metres. And for now, the last story, racing today is at Navan starting at 2:30.